98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump has appealed a ruling by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State to keep him off the ballot for the state's 2024 primary. She cites Mr. Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A superseding indictment accuses New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez of additional allegations. They include making positive comments about Qatar in exchange for luxury watches and other items. The president of Harvard is stepping down. Claudine Gay had been accused of plagiarism and criticized for a response to anti-Semitism on campus during congressional testimony.
We saw today a new statement from her saying basically that it just didn't make sense for there to be so much attention on one individual. There should be more attention on the entire university and institution as it tries to navigate this complicated time.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The federal government says the debt has surpassed $34 trillion. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Mellon, Wisconsin. We have high school varsity basketball action. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles visiting Mellon here and taking on the Granite Diggers. And we're a little bit late getting a start here to intro, but going to be a fun game here tonight. Going over net or starting lineups right now for the Granite or the Mellon Granite Diggers. Bryce Myers. Xander Beeksma. Hayden Lauver. And Zyle Zilke. And Marcus Holtman, a senior. Here's at the starting lineup for Mellon for Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Screaming Eagles, we got Robert Chinnebeck, Isaiah Bogard, A.J. Morgan, Corbin Phelps, and Cooper Mikulski, the sensational sophomores. Cooper Mikulski set to tip off. And he's going to tip off against Bryce Meyer. Bear with me as I get to know some of these names here, guys. Schwamigan in their green uniforms with gold lettering in the Mellon. Granite Diggers are in their white uniforms with blue lettering. And we're set to tip off here. And Schwamigan wins the tip. A.J. Morgan is going to take it up, set up the offense for Schwamigan. He kicks it over right side to Phelps. Phelps and Mellon in a 1-3-1 defense. A.J. Morgan open from three from the wing. It's a little bit long. Rebounded by Cooper Mikulski. And he kicks it back, kicks it out. And Schwamigan, and that's A.J. Morgan with a putback. It's a rebound and a putback. 2 points for A.J. Morgan. And Mellon brings it up. And up top with the ball, Bryce Meyer. And Schwamigan playing a man-to-man defense. And Mellon drives it in baseline, and fouled on the shot is Xander Beeksma. And I thought that one was going to be on the shot. It's going to be Mellon ball under their own basket. Beeksma taking it out. He gets it out to Meyer. Meyer up top. Mellon working the ball around the perimeter, looking for a good shot against this man-to-man. Xander Beeksma takes a little dribble to the elbow, kicks it back out. Here's a three-point shot for Mellon. That one's missed. And that was by Jale Zilke. Cooper Mikulski with the rebound. Cooper gives it over to A.J. A.J. over to Phelps. Corbin Phelps has some nice hair here tonight. Back to A.J. Phelps over to Schinnebeck. To Phelps working it around the perimeter, working this left side here. Against this 1-3-1, Mellon really extending the defense out. We got Xander Beeksma up at the top. Schinnebeck, cross-court pass to A.J. Morgan. He'll shoot from three. No good. Rebounded by Phelps. To Cooper. Cooper out to A.J. again. He fakes from three. He's going to drive it in. No good. And there's the rebound here from Schwamigan. They're going to keep the ball. Schwamigan doing a nice job controlling the ball. Phelps with it. Right side. And, hey, Colin, look for more batteries for me, okay? And here we got Corbin Phelps misses from three. It's 2-0 here, 16 minutes to go. And Schwamigan with the ball. Here's A.J. Morgan again. This one, oh, it rattles out. Rebounded by Schinnebeck. Andrew Schinnebeck with the putback. And it's 4-0 right now. Keep finding more, Colin. And Mellon working the ball around the perimeter. And we're going to take a break here right now. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. I'm going to switch out some equipment here.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at heckmanauction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back. Jeff Haken in here in Mellon, Wisconsin. Sorry about the delays, guys. We got a basketball game in action here. Here's Cooper Mikulski from three. He misses wide left. Right now it's 8-2. Swamigan Screaming Eagles leading the Mellon Granite Diggers. There's 13:27 to go left here in the first half. And it is Xander Beeksma with the ball here for Mellon, working it left side back up to the top. Swamigan in a man-to-man defense. And here's Beeksma going to pull up from about 10 feet on the right side and gets it to go. It's 8-4. Swamigan leading Mellon right now. A.J. Morgan bringing it up for Swamigan. Over to Phelps on the right side. Phelps gets it down into the baseline, back up top, working against this 1-3-1 defense here from Mellon. And almost a poke away from Xander, but maintained by Swamigan. A.J. Morgan, pump fake from three and tacks the basket, and he's called for a travel. Going to be a turnover and going to go the other direction here. That's Mellon with the ball. Taking it out for Mellon right now is Gilles Zilke. It back up to Xander Beeksma, playing the point up at the top. Beeksma crosses over, pulls up from the elbow, over to Zilke. Zilke down low, under the basket, tries getting it down low to Holtman, and we're going to get a jump ball as it's tangled up by both teams, and it is going to stay with Mellon. Going to be their basket, or their ball under their own basket. 12:37 to go in this first half. It's 8-4, Swamigan leading. And pulling up from three is Zilke, missing. Rebounded by Shinnebeck for Swamigan to A.J. Morgan. Morgan's going to bring it up left side, guarded by Beeksma. And with the ball right now is Schwamigan working around that perimeter. Get it to the elbow to Cooper. Cooper back down to Schinnebeck by the basket. Nice assist from Cooper. Mikulski over to Schinnebeck. Andrew Schinnebeck got 4 points here in this early start of this game. 12 minutes to go. It's 10-4. Dijkstra with the ball. He pulls up from about 15 feet and almost gets it. A.J. Morgan comes away with it. He's going to attack the basket left side. He pulls up and going to get him for a carry. As kind of lost control of the ball a little bit. And as he regained it, it called for the carry. Schwamigan with a full court press here. Dijkstra gets it in. Ellen breaks the pressure, gets across half court. Dijkstra guarded by Phelps. With a pump fake, kicks it out. Ellen drives it into the basket. A nice shot from about 3 feet. And getting that one to go is Ryan Henry, the sophomore. Makes it 10-6. A.J. Morgan bringing it up right side over to Phelps. Phelps back to Morgan. Working on the top of this 1-3-1 defense. Here's Phelps. Pulls up from three. Ooh, pump fake. Schwamigan, a nice job by the basket. Cooper Mikulski with a two-point bucket, making it 12-6. 11:20 to go in this first half. Dijkstra with the ball. Dijkstra, left side, over to the wing. Back up top. Henry with the ball. He gets back to Dijkstra. Xander's going to drive from the right side. Pulls up from eight. Misses. Rebounded by Schwamigan. And going up, A.J. Morgan with the ball. And all the way to the basket. But no good. It's going to be a foul. On the ground, A.J. Morgan with the foul. It's going to be Schwamigan basket or ball under their own basket. And checking in right now, Jeremiah Miguel, and coming out is Andrew Schinnebeck. I'm sorry, Robert Schinnebeck. I've been calling him Andrew this whole time. And Schwamigan gets it into Morgan under the basket. He's got to do something with it. Gets it up and he gets the basket to go. It is 14-6. Schwamigan with the lead and looking for their second win of the season here. Dijkstra gets it past half court. Over left side. Over to Zilke. Zilke back up top to Henry. Back to Dijkstra. Dijkstra up on that left wing with the ball. Dribbling, looking for some kind of penetration to go. Gets to the free throw line and kicks it back out. And working around that perimeter against his man-to-man defense from Schwamigan. Nellen looking for a good shot. Nellen and teammate here, I think they like to take good shots, kind of slow things down, and getting into the basket. Getting in by the basket is Ryan Henry, his second basket of the game here. Nice move getting up by the basket and getting that one to go. It's 14-8. 10 minutes to go here, first half. Phelps with the ball. Corbin over to A.J. A.J. pulling up from deep from three. Missing on that one and going to stay with Schwamigan as that one was tapped out of bounds by number 35, who I don't have on my list. So a Schwamigan ball under their basket. And with the stack play, they get it to Morgan, who just misses the bunny. And Mellon comes away with the rebound. Dijkstra going to bring it up for them. Xander pulls up right side, drops it off to Henry by the basket. Nice assist from Xander Dijkstra down to Ryan Henry. 14-10. Morgan, right side. Skip pass, down by the basket. Beautiful pass from A.J. Morgan. He gets it down to Zitao. And he's fouled as he attempts the shot. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. It's 14-10. Robert Schinnebeck, check back in. I'm sorry, Isaiah Borgard at the line. He misses his first one. Look at these names right soon here. So Schinnebeck checking in for the ball game. Coming out is Jeremiah Miguel. Borgard, second free throw, is up. And just a little bit long, rebounded by Henry from Mellon. Gives it to Dijkstra. Dijkstra brings it up. To the cross half court, guarded by Robert Schinnebeck. Over to the wing and get it into the basket. There's a missed shot there from Zilke, rebounded by Schwamigan. A.J. Morgan going to bring it up. 9 minutes to go here in this first half. 14-10. Schwamigan leading Mellon. Dinnenbeck has it in the corner. Back up to Phelps. Over to Morgan. Morgan back to Phelps. Over to Schinnebeck. Nice passing here from Schwamigan. And Morgan going to pull up from three. This one a little bit long. And rebounded by Robert Schinnebeck, but he steps on the line out of bounds. And it is going to be Mellon basketball. 8:45 to go here. 14-10. Schwamigan leading this first half over the Mellon Granite Diggers. Beekma cross half court looking for the two-man game with Henry. Passes it up. They're going to work it left side. Back to the right side. Back to Beekma. He has it on top. Looks to dribble drive. A little five-out offense here right now for Mellon. And Mellon and Henry gets it to the basket. Throws up a shot. A lot of contact. No call. Going to go the other way. A.J. Morgan gets ahead of the crowd. Basket won't go. Rebounded by Cooper. Cooper Mikulski going to go to the line. He gets the rebound and the putback. He's fouled. Nice start here for Cooper. Cooper at the line. First free throw attempt of the game for him. Mikulski, shot is up and good. Nothing but net for Coop. Second free throw from Coop is up and nothing but net. Again, it's 16-10. Schwamigan with the lead. 6-point lead. 8:14 to go first half. Beeksma with the ball. Schwamigan cross half court. Between the legs, couple times, gets into the middle, hands it off to Henry. Henry, pump fake from three. He's going to drive it himself. He gets by the basket. Nice, strong move. This is the shot rebounded by Cooper. Cooper going to take it up himself. Over to A.J. A.J. gets past to Schinnebeck by the basket. Schinnebeck puts it up, misses it, rebounded by Mellon. Going the other way. Beeksma tries getting it ahead. It's taken away by Morgan. Morgan going to take it himself. Going to penetrate into the basket. Little behind-the-back pass. And Cooper Mikulski finishes it off. It's 18-10. And Coach T fired up. Beeksma gets it across for Mellon. Over to Zilke. Up top to Henry. Henry going to pass that one back to Mayer. Mayer back to Henry. Henry's been able to penetrate nicely here so far in this game. 7:08 to go now, first half. And we're going to get a body check. I think that's on Schinnebeck. No, that's not. Who is that one on? That one was on, oh, that one was on Borgard. So Borgard kind of trying to draw the charge, staying in front of Henry and ended up with a foul. He's going to check out. And in comes Miguel for Schwamigan. Phelps fighting around a screen to get out. Guarding the ball. Nice little turnaround shot is good. Nice shot there right now from Bryce Mayer. Gets that one to go. It's 18-12 right now. Schwamigan, 6-point lead. 6:50 to go here. First half. Schinnebeck in the corner with the ball. Get past to Morgan. Over to Phelps. To Mikulski at the elbow. Mikulski turns it over. Going the other way. It's Beeksma leading the pack. Gets the shot up. They're going to count it. And one for Xander Beeksma. And nice effort here tonight from Xander Beeksma. And, oh, they're going to call it on the ground. They're calling it on the ground. He did call it good originally. Changed the call. So it's Mellon ball under the basket. Xander with the ball in this corner over here. Right corner, he's going to try to penetrate in. Kicks it back out to Henry. Henry, couple drives, dribbles in and gets a shot up. No good. It's rebounded by Henry. Or I'm sorry, by A.J. Morgan. Morgan gets it across half court. Gets it over to Cooper. Cooper pump fake. Here's Phelps from three. It's good. Corbin Phelps, big three-point shot from the junior. His first basket of the game makes it 21-12. Beeksma gets across, gets it into the elbow to the high post. Back out. Mayer with the ball. To Zilke. Zilke, deep three, misses it. Rebounded by Robert Schinnebeck. Schinnebeck to Cooper. Mikulski taking it up. And here's Cooper with the ball right now. Coop is going to attack. He's going to pull up from the free throw line. And it's good. Cooper Makowski with the two-point shot. 23-12. Dijkstra. And Mellon with the ball. Mellon gets it across half court. They're down by 11. 5.5 minutes to go. Dijkstra comes off the screen. A nice pass to Henry down by the basket. And tied up by Schwamigan. I think he was out of bounds. He's going to stay right here. It's going to be Mellon basketball. And checking in for Schwamigan is Marcus Purdy. First time we're seeing him here, the sophomore. And I believe we are going to get a timeout. He's going to get a 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and back here in Mellon, Wisconsin. It is the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 23 and the Mellon Granite Diggers 12 here with 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go in this first half. And it is Mellon basketball under their own basket. Xander Beekma set to take it out. Beekma looking for someone here. Gets it up top to Zilke. Zilke to Mayer. Mayer looking for a shot. He gets it up. It's missed and rebounded by Phelps. Morgan going to take it up other direction. Gets it across half court and guarded by Beekma to Phelps. Over to Marcus on that right side. Phelps turns this one over. It's going to Beekma all the way to the basket by himself. That one's good. 23-14. Xander, a nice start to this game here. Not keeping track of points. A little difficult all on my own here. But Xander, I want to say he's got about 8 points today. And here's Cooper Makowski by the basket. A nice dish to Schinnebeck. Can't hold it. Ends up being a turnover. And Beekma brings it up for Mellon. He's going to pump fake from three. Gets it down by the basket. Nice job there. A little shoulder. A no call from the referees. And a missed attempt there from Mellon. Schwamigan going the other direction. It's Cooper by the basket. He loses it. Goes out of bounds. A turnover. And checking back into the game here is Borgard. And out comes Marcus Purdy. 4:23 to go. Mellon gets it in. Mayer with the ball. Mayer, top of the key, hands off to Beekma. 4:16 to go here, first half. Guarded by Mikulski. Beekma gets into the basket, kicks it back out. Kicks it out. And attacking the basket is Henry from the right side. Gets the bucket to go. It's 23-16. We got a ball game here, folks. Schwamigan gets in for the pressure from Mellon. Schwamigan breaks the press. And Phelps to Borgard. Back to Phelps. Back to Borgard. Here's to Morgan for three again. AJ unable to hit here tonight. Schinnebeck with the rebound to Phelps. He thinks he's good for it. He is. Nice bucket here for Corbin Phelps. Big three-point shot for the junior. 16-26 is the score. 3:30 to go. Mellon with the ball. A screen at the top. Beekma, he's going to step into a three-point shot. A little bit long. Rebounded by Morgan. Schwamigan taking it other direction. To get across. Morgan, big pass right side. Misses the layup. Mellon going the other direction. Beekma has it. Left side. Little spin move. Going to pull it back out. And here's Henry from three on this right side. Oh, it rattles out. Rebound by Cooper Makowski. We're going to get a foul. We're going to see what's on. And it's going to be a foul on number 10. That's Robert Schinnebeck. Schinnebeck's second foul. The team's fifth. And Mellon gets the ball in. Up top, ooh, gets away with the travel. Is going to drive in. Kicks it back out. Henry with the ball now. Henry over to Beekma. Kuzma on this right side, on this right wing, and he gets the screen from, I don't even have number 23 on here, so not sure who that is. We're going to get a third foul on Robert. No, is that on third foul on Robert Schinnebeck? He's going to have to take a seat as Miguel steps back in. 2:42 to go here. It's a 10-point lead for the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles over the Mellon Granite Diggers. Mellon basketball under their own basket. And wide open right by the basket is Mayer. Basket's good. It's 26-18. And we're going to get a timeout with 2:38 to go in this ballgame. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Back here, Jeff Hakenin in Mellon, Wisconsin. It is the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles, 26. The Mellon Granite Diggers, 18 in high school basketball action. 2:38 to go here, first half. And Shawanigan gets it inbounds against the pressure from Mellon. Full court press, Mikowski. Cooper has it and tries getting it to Bogard. To Borgard, and it goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover. And Mellon with the basketball. Beeksma cross half court for Mellon. Gets the screen at the top from Henry. Holds it and gets it in by the basket to Haltman. And missing it, trying to get his own rebound. Can't. Schinnebeck falls on the ground with it. And that's going to be a foul. I'm sorry, that wasn't Schinnebeck. That was Borgard again. So nice rebound by him, but he fell down with it, so it ends up being a turnover. Mellon with the basketball under their own basket. They get in, and Henry drive in. Nice spin move. Shot goes up. It's no good. It's rebounded by Mellon. Back out to Henry. 2 minutes to go. Going to get a foul on, I think, Bogard again. And that's his second. And I believe that's going to put Henry at the line as Shawanigan. Mellon's in the bonus now. So 2 minutes to go here. It's 26-18. Shawanigan leading Mellon. Henry, free throw up is no good. Rebounded by Mellon. A nice rebound right under the basket. And that was Dilkey. Puts it back up. He misses it. Ball hits the ground. Everyone dives on it. We got a jump ball. It's going to be Shawanigan basketball. Minute 58 to go here. First half. 26-18 is the score. Shawanigan leading. It's going to be Shawanigan basketball. So a little misunderstanding there. Phelps gets it into Morgan. Back to Phelps. Pressure, full court pressure here. It looks like a diamond in one sort of from Mellon. And Shawanigan breaks it, gets it across. And A.J. Morgan over to Phelps working across this 1-3-1. And that one's going to be turned over. Going to go out of bounds. Turnover from Shawanigan. Going to be Mellon basketball. Mellon superstar Xander Beeksma taking it out. He's going to bring it up. Beeksma at the top, guarded by Cooper Mikowski. These two played Northland Elite basketball together. Teammates this summer. And come frenemies here today. Henry with the ball for Mellon. Gets in a nice, strong pull-up shot from him. Makes it 20-26. Minute 23 to go. 6-point ball game here. Shawanigan gets it across. All the way to the basket. Over to Phelps. It's good for Phelps. 8 quick points for Phelps in this first half. And it's 28-20. Minutes to go here. Dijkstra has the ball for Mellon. To the basket, little pump fake over to Henry. Henry is blocked. Morgan takes it away. He gets it ahead to Cooper. Cooper ahead of the pack. Gets the layup. It's 30-20. 50 seconds to go. Cooper Mikulski with the bucket. Dijkstra going to take it now. Over to Henry. Henry to Zilke. Zilke to Mayer. Mayer for three. A high arcing shot. He misses it, but Dijkstra gets his own rebound from about 6 feet and gets that basket to go. 22-30. Schwamgen with the lead. 25 seconds to go. Morgan to Cooper. Cooper gets it across half court. And Cooper all the way to the basket. The Euro step gets the bucket to go. 15 seconds to go here. 32-22. Dijkstra guarded by Mikulski. Cooper, Xander, a little turnaround shot, missing, rebounded by A.J. Morgan. He's going to pull up from three, and no good. Ending the half here, it's 32-22. I like how this half ended. A lot of energy in this one. It's a 10-point lead for Schwamigan as both teams are heading back into their half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout, and we're going to come back with the Forward Bank Halftime Show.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance, conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're back here, Jeff Hakenen in Mellon, Wisconsin, bringing you high school boys basketball. And we are at halftime here right now, and it is the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles 32, and it is the Mellon Granite Diggers with 22. And what I call a well-played game, really fun game to watch here, up and down the court. Either team, you know, stalling out, kind of letting it fly and getting shots up. And it's been a good game here so far. So this is the Forward Bank halftime show. We're going to go over some of our scoring here today. Start out with the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles as Cooper Mikulski with 14. And we've got Corbin Phelps with 8. A.J. Morgan with 4. Robert Schinnebeck with 6. 14, that don't sound right. I think I might have that one wrong. We'll see. See what he has on there, JJ. And we might correct that one right there. Xander Beeksma for the Granite Diggers has 6. Ryan Henry off the bench here today with a really good game so far, have 10 points. And Bryce Meyer with 4. You got 12 for him. Okay, so Cooper we got with 12 points. And Jahil Zilke with 2 points for the Granite Diggers. So both teams right now playing well, being aggressive, getting to the basket, and making their baskets as needed. A.J. Morgan struggling a little bit to hit his shot here today. That might start falling the second half, but he gets that shot to go, and that's a total different ball game over here right now. I think both teams playing a clean game, though, and not fouling a lot, not a lot of foul trouble. You know, Robert Schinnebeck in a little bit. Maybe he has 3 fouls. I'm not sure. 2 or 3 for him, and that's about it. So both teams coming back out here onto the court right now, 4 minutes to go here, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back and wrap up the first half.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
You could buy 1 item or 50 on heckmanauction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back here in Mellon, Wisconsin. Jeff Hakenen here, bringing you high school boys basketball action. And it is the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles 32 and the Mellon Granite Diggers with 22, minute 42 to go here in halftime. And Shawanigan just walking back out onto the court. I think Schwamigan really playing a nice game here, looking for their second win of the season. And we were a little bit late to start this game, but Schwamigan out of the Merriwood North Conference, 1-7 on the season, having some struggles getting some wins here. They're averaging 43 points on the season. But to start this one out right now, 32 points in this first half, so on pace for 64. Nice job from Schwamigan. And Cooper Mikulski having a nice game here. 12 points, a lot of rebounds, a lot of assists. Playing well. It's giving me a look right now down by the court here. Both teams in their huddles right now. And Mifflin Granite Diggers, they're 2-5 on the season, looking for their third win out of the Northern Lights Conference. And last year they had this as the Indian had this year, the Northern Lights Conference. And playing well here tonight. I don't have a lot of stats on these kids. A lot of these ones here, new to me, but real impressed with some of these guys are playing. Xander Beeksma, I know from Northland Elite, playing with him all summer long. But this Ryan Henry having a ball game here tonight. Got a nice, strong athlete out here for the Granite Diggers. So a nice crowd here tonight, too. It's like Schwamigan traveled well to this game. And going to be a little tough to do faces in the crowd here. I don't know many people here today, but both teams stepping back out onto the court. And it's going to be Mellon basketball to start out the second half. They're down by 10. They had it within 6 points earlier. And they're going to see if they can creep in on that. Mellon, they get it in. Beeksma with the ball, top of the key. Going to work it left side. Gets it to the elbow into Henry. Henry fakes it in and drives to the basket. Going to get a foul. And that one's going to be on Borgard. It's going to be his third, I believe. It is his third. So Borgard and Schinnebeck with three fouls each. Mellon looking to get it in, getting the ball in. And out to Zilke, they get it. Zilke hands it off back to Beeksma up at the top. Schwamigan still in a man-to-man defense. Mellon in this 1-4 offense. Haven't seen that this year yet. Kind of a neat offense. Beeksma on the right side. Picks it up. Gets it over to Mayer. Mayer going to drive it in. Pump fake. Out to Zilke. Zilke for three. It's good. 7-point lead now for Schwamigan. 32-25. 17 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. First half. Phelps with the ball. Him and Morgan going back and forth. They get it across. Mikulski with the ball. Out to Borgard. Back out to Morgan. Morgan get past to Phelps. Back and forth against this 1-3-1. They go across the top of the key. Into Borgard. Down at the baseline. Up to Morgan. To Phelps. Phelps to Schinnebeck. Nice passing here from Schwamigan. Morgan passes up the three-point shot. They're going to see some, take some time off the clock from Schwamigan. They're going to wait for a good shot. AJ Morgan from three. It's no good. Morgan can't get a three here today. And we're going to get a foul. That one on Cooper Mikulski. Cooper Mikulski having a nice game here today. The sensational sophomore from Schwamigan. And it's Mellon basketball, 16:41 to go. It's 32-25. And Mellon gets it into the low post. And it looks like we're going to get a, what did they call it, double dribble? I'm not sure what they called. It's a turnover, a double dribble. Yeah, so a turnover. That was on Holtman. It's going to be Schwamigan basketball. Schwamigan gets it in. Phelps has it. Looking to do something with it. Gets it to Morgan. Morgan in this backcourt. Going to get a blocking foul on Ryan Henry. And it's going to be his first team foul. Schwamigan gets it in. Still pressured by Henry. Phelps gets it across half court. Over to Schinnebeck into Mikulski by the basket. A turnaround. Oh, it just misses off the back rim. Schinnebeck comes away with the rebound. Mikulski over to Morgan. Morgan pump fakes. He's going to drive it in. Gets that basket to go. AJ Morgan gets the bucket. I think that's six for him. 16 minutes to go here. 25-34 is the score. And Robert Schinnebeck going to get a fourth foul early in the second half. Checking in for him is Miguel. So Jeremiah Miguel, the junior, into the ball game. Robert Schinnebeck with his fourth foul. Mellon with the ball under their own basket. Beeksma trying to get it in. They get it into Henry right by the basket. A turnaround is no good. Rebounded by Mikulski. Mikulski ahead to Phelps to Morgan. Oh, and just misses it. Rebounded by Mellon. I like the sequence. Schwamann getting the ball up the court and pushing it, and weren't able to come away with the basket. But it looked good. Mellon with the ball now. Beeksma going to penetrate from about 8 feet. Swish, nothing but net. It's 27-34. And what's the call here? Whoa. Not sure what's going on. We have a little delay here. You know what happened? We have a slight delay in the game here. Not sure exactly the referee's talking with some of the fans here. And going to get this game going again here. Here we go. Schwamigan's ball. 15:34 to go in this ball game. They're up 34-27. They get it inbounds. It's a full court pressure from Mellon. Schwamigan struggling to get across half court. And they do. They get it to the middle. Mikulski with the ball. He's going to put it up. It's good. 36-27. Taken away by Phelps. And another turnover. It goes to Mellon. Mayer ends up with it and attacks the basket and gets the and one. It's going to be foul on Phelps. And that's going to put Mayer at the line. Bryce Mayer, sophomore, high arcing free throw, gets the and one. It's 36-30. Got a ball game again. 15-11 to go here. Schwamigan with the ball. They get across half court against the pressure. Love the tempo of this game. This is my kind of game here. Phelps, the corner to Borgard. Phelps with it. Gets it. Ooh, taken away by Henry as they try the entry pass. Henry going to go left hand, left side, coast to coast. Gets the basket. 32-36. Mellon with the run. Down by four. And Coach T's going to call a timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for.